Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today, I have with me Trevin. He is a poet. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do when it comes to poetry?
Yeah, sure, I can. Thank you for having me on the podcast. Like you said, I've been doing poetry for a good long while. It's right now, it's just a hobby, more or less. It's not anything I do for a living. I'm just doing it as a hobby as I work.
I see on your Instagram here, you have a couple of pages. Is that a book that you wrote?
A book? No, it is not on my Instagram. Those are just poems that I've written They're not anything particular.
Yeah. And how did you get into poetry, or why did you start writing?
I really liked writing. I've been writing since I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. I remember when I was little, I tried writing books. I actually probably wrote several books that never even finished, or I did finish and then I just threw it out because I didn't think it was any good. And then in high school, my last year of high school, I took some creative writing classes, and one of them was a poetry class, and that's what really got me into writing poetry.
And what do you like about poetry compared to writing a novel or just long-form writing?
Poetry, I guess the thing I like about poetry more is I feel like I can be more myself in poetry. And what I like about poetry, like me, for example, I mostly do free verse poetry. I have done a couple other types of poems. I did a haiku once, but I mostly stick to free verse just because it helps me to be able to tell a story or tell something better.
Yeah.
Trying to focus on certain pattern.
And I've noticed, how do you find inspiration for your writing?
I just find information through everyday stuff. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of media. So like throughout my work day, I listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. I listen to music. I watch a lot of movies and TV shows. And so really I get my inspiration from that media I listen and watch. Also, my wife has also inspired me a little bit too, as well to write.
And have you found that you've gotten a lot of encouragement to write?
Yeah, I have. Beforehand, I didn't really feel like I was very good at writing. And then when I took that poetry class in high school, I really, when people started encouraging me to write because they thought I was pretty good at it. So I just kept at it. I ended up creating a Facebook page with the same name back in 2017, where I post basically all my poems that I've written. And I've slowly been transitioning some of those onto my Instagram page that I have now.
That's wonderful. I love that. When you go about writing your poetry, do you do brainstorming beforehand, or do you?
I not really. I tend to just, when in thought comes to me in the moment, I'll write it down on a piece of paper. And then whenever thoughts come, I'll write them on paper. And then after I feel like I've gotten what I want said down, then I'll go back maybe a couple times and revise it, maybe change some words or completely change an entire sentence or an entire stanza. But I don't normally brainstorm. Sometimes I'll go into the poem with maybe like an idea in my mind and then just let, you know, thoughts just come to my mind of things I could potentially say. And then I write those down on paper. Like at my work, I probably have an entire notepad just filled with stuff that I've written.
And when you have inspiration or inspiration strikes you, do you usually come up with one line and then you go back to it later and then write the rest of the poem, or does the whole entire poem just flow out?
Usually for the most part, there are occasions where that does happen, where I do only write one line and then go back later and finish it. But for the most part, it just flows out of me. I'll start writing it, and maybe within the next half an hour to an hour, it was all just blown out.
Yes. And do you have a schedule to write? Do you tell yourself, oh, I'll write every day in the morning, or I'll write every day at night? Or is it just whenever inspiration strikes you?
I used to have a schedule to write back when I was more focusing on trying to write a book. But then since I switched to poetry, I just went away from that, stopped having a specific time set.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I feel myself writing something every day. I'll be at my work, just sitting there at working, and all of a sudden thoughts will come to my mind and I'll write that down. And by the end of the day, basically almost every single day, I have somewhat of a column written down on paper. And then I'll go back, obviously, change things, fix things, make it better.
It's almost as if you do it so often or it comes naturally to you that it's just continuous, would you
say? Yeah, I would say it's continuous.
And with your writing, do you have any inspirations or books that you've read in the past, poems that you've read that you thought, oh, I want to write just like that poet, or I want to write just like that author?
I don't read a lot of books now, and I don't, with only poetry I really do read now is the people that I follow on my Instagram. I read their poetry. But when I was in high school, I read a lot of books and I would read a lot of poetry. And I don't have one that really stands out to me. They all just were good in that way and just helped me be able to feel that just like sense of, okay, I want to be like that. I want to write like that. But there's not any in specific that come to my mind at this moment.
And when you're writing poetry, do you write it down? You were saying you have a notebook.
I've tried various notebooks.
Yes. And then do you just grab a pen and scribble it down? Do you ever go from there and then put it on your computer and then make posts, Instagram posts?
I will take it from, I'll write it down on the notepad. And then once I've edited it to my liking, to what I want it to say and how I want people to, I guess, interpret it, then I'll, because I always have my phone with me, right? Mm-hmm. We always have our phones with me. I'll type it up on my phone and then I'll end up creating the posts that I do create and post.
Yes. And I've noticed on your Instagram posts, it seems like every poem has a title. How do you come up with the title for the poem? Do you try and think of a catchy book title, or do you just think of the message you're trying to convey with the poem?
That's probably what it is. I probably think more of how, like, the conveying message of the poem. I just posted one yesterday called The Huntress. And that just, that one I chose because it basically conveys the and underlining message of that poem.
Can you talk about one of your poems and just tell us why you wrote it? You can choose any one of your poems.
Yeah, there was one that I wrote. I think I have it. I think I did end up posting it. I think it's one of my first poems that I posted, maybe. Let's see. Yeah, this was one I wrote back in, it doesn't have a title, but if you would like, I can read it.
Sure.
On podcast. I wrote back in teen, back my senior year of high school. Quiet winds and freshest air, placid freshet air stood idly by. While quiet wind began to cry, where air was born to be thick, tepid sun shined through. Blue sky played tricks. Calm wind drew her last breath and cried unto blissful air, begging him to thicken up and not be bare. Blusterous air gave into her plead, and he began to stretch his soul and bleed. Balmy sun went to fetch, to burst through muggy mist, but got caught on his wrist. Feeble air began to swarm, hazy air got cold. Frightful sun could not get warm, tempestuous breeze got too bold. After so much pain, scorching sun finally got game. Warm rays burst through the fog, icy wind to stop her. Running like a dog, got caught in its fur. Sultry warmth calmed stormy wind and thinned frosty air. Quiet wind and freshest air became fair. This is one, like I said, I wrote back in, it was one of my first poems that I wrote actually for that poetry class I took in high school. And We were to write a slam poem, and that was the poem that I had wrote.
No, it's got a whole bunch of personification in it, and I'm sure it's got tons of metaphors. I can't see it on a page right now, but I'd be able to pick it apart.
Yeah, it's the second poem that I posted on my Instagram page. And the reason I wrote this poem is because we were to write a slam poem back at school, and that's what I wrote. I wanted to write about a storm and then coming calm. And that's what came out.
Yes, I love that. when you're writing, what voice would you say that your poetry is written in?
Because I would say
some poets have more of a casual tone.
Casual tone.
Yes. You'd say casual tone?
Oh, no, I was just repeating what you said. I would say it's probably more of a, I wouldn't say casual tone, but I wouldn't, or probably, what was that?
Be more of a metaphoric or more of a poetic lyrical tone?
Yeah, I'd say more of a poetic lyrical tone than a casual tone. Mm-hmm. That's what I try to make when I write my poems, having a lyrical tone to them.
No, I love that. Just going, how do you find words for your poems, or how do you find the right word to try and portray an image in the reader's mind or try and convey your message?
That's a good question. A lot of the times I will just write down maybe a general word mm-hmm. of how to describe something or how to portray something, and then I'll go back in the editing process and maybe look up an even better word to use to describe it. That because yeah. to me, I really believe show to show by the words, not just tell. And so I like to use a very descriptive word sometimes. And so if the word I had originally put is not very descriptive and doesn't help them be able to see in the picture and into what's going on in it, I'll go and look up maybe an even better word to describe what I'm trying to describe.
No, it's funny how paramount your word choice is when it comes to poetry, because it's such few words that you write in, and you need to be very selective with the words that you choose.
Yes, it's hard when you're writing something so short, but it's got to be like descriptive.
Got to get straight to the point.
Because if it's not straight to the point, then your readers are going to be like,
where are we going?
Where are we going? I'd probably feel more like a short story maybe than more of a poem, uh-huh. poetry.
And have you said that when you were younger, you started writing stories. Did you find that you had to condense all your ideas when it came to poetry as opposed to writing a novel or a book?
Actually, the opposite. I feel like when I was writing a book, I had to expand more of my ideas, uh-huh. which was a lot harder than it is when actually writing poetry, right? Writing, it's a lot easier because it's already, my ideas are already condensed enough.
Yes.
And so I kind of stick with that more because it's a lot easier than having to then expand upon an idea.
Yes.
Because when I'm writing a book, I do brainstorm. I remember writing a book back a couple of years ago. It's the one I'm actually trying to still continue writing. But I remember I had an entire wall of just papers of where I'd brainstormed chapter ideas, book, all these different ideas, character names, everything. But it's so much different when you're writing poetry.
And so when it came to your writing, you seem to be more methodical or strategic. Would you have a plot line laid out and then develop your characters, have bullet points and a whole character chart before you started writing?
When it came to books and stories, yes, it was. It was very methodical. I had bullet points out. I had maybe also like a giant brainstorm web going on.
Yes. That's so interesting, because I was interviewing a couple of authors and their process seems to be a bit different, where they just start writing everything down on a page first and then they organize their ideas at the very end. But everybody does it differently. And I love hearing how other people do it, because it's different and it varies for each individual. There's no right way to write.
No, I used to do that when I first started, but then I found that it was a lot harder for me to do that than just brainstorm it all at front, at the beginning.
Yes.
And then like, okay, I want this to happen at this point. I want this to happen at this point. This happened at this point. And then I start writing.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that it's more efficient? It takes less time to write a book or a story if you know exactly what happens at what point, then you don't have to go back and edit this paragraph to fit the plot line.
That's how I feel. Yes, I do feel that it's a lot easier because you don't have to go back and edit. You probably still have to edit some things, but it's a lot easier to fit things into the plot you already have than have to go back and rearrange things because, oh, this doesn't fit here. This doesn't fit here. Okay, this has to go here. This has to go to the beginning. I do feel that it is so much easier.
And when it comes to developing characters, do you ever draw from popular fictional characters? Or draw from people in your life?
I do a little bit of both. when it comes to, I guess when it comes to like when I'm writing a story or a book, I tend to just base that off of my own imagination and my own thoughts. But then when I'm writing my poetry, my poems, I do tend to base it off of fictional characters or just people I met and I know in real life. No, this last poem I just wrote, The Huntress, it's weird. Yesterday when I was writing it, I guess yesterday and Wednesday when I was writing it, I just had, I don't know why, but I had Twilight in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought that was weird.
Was it based off of the Twilight movie or you just had that idea in your mind when you wrote out the poem and you thought, hey, this sounds a lot like Twilight or it just reminds me of that?
No, I just had Twilight vampires in my back of my mind when I was writing it.
Yes.
I had written one line and it put the vampires Twilight into my mind. Mm-hmm. And so then I decided, oh, that's cool. Let's continue writing. I'll continue seeing what I can think of and write it down.
Mm-hmm. May I ask, do you ever ask your friends, family members for feedback on your writing?
I do my family all the time, not necessarily my friends. I probably should. I always ask my wife for feedback. When I was younger, I'd always go to my mom, but it's usually now just my wife that I go to and ask for feedback.
And do you find that the feedback you get from your family, or I guess it would just be your family, is it helpful? Do you have to go back and rewrite it and think, oh, maybe I should change this? Or do you just keep it the way it is?
There have been times, yes. There have been times where I have received negative feedback that I know I have gone back and I've re-edited, changed some of my poems that I've written to then make it better. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously that after that, I've received better feedback. I tend to do that recently, not because of feedback, but I did do that recently with a bunch of my poems that I do have on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out which ones I wanted to post to my Instagrams. I was going through my Facebook account and, okay, reading this poem, that just doesn't sound good anymore. I thought it sounded good back in 2017, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So then I'd edit it.
Yes. No, I love that. Would you say to other writers or poets, how would you tell them to approach negative feedback? Because I find that as a creative, once you've worked so hard on something, and then you have this picture in your mind of how others will react to it, but then you notice the feedback is negative or they don't love it as much as you did, how would you approach still thinking, you know what, maybe I do need to change this. There is truth to what somebody else said.
Honestly, it's a very hard thing for everybody to be able to receive negative feedback in a good way that they won't take in a bad way and get upset, but they'll take it and use it to become better in themselves or if they're writing something, what they're writing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to people who are in this boat, or I'd probably just say, when you get negative feedback, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yes, you may have this idea in your mind and you think mm-hmm. it's spectacular and great,
mm-hmm.
but you can't just put out what other people are trying to tell you, put out their feedback just because you want it the way that you want it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give and take. Okay, they said this.
Mm-hmm.
Will this make it work? They kind of, okay, yes, this is, I see what they mean. Okay, let me fix this. Oh, I don't, fuck that. You gotta not necessarily take everything they say into heart and change everything, but take what they say, go look at your writing and talk to yourself, tell yourself, okay, they're telling me this phrase doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It has no imagery in it. Or they're confused on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how can I make this better? Is there a way I can make this better?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. Especially when your feedback comes from your friends and family members. Most of the time, they're not trying to tell you something negative just to put you down. It's their honest opinion. And I think your honest opinion should be valued.
Exactly. No, a lot of times people may think that, oh, they're my family or they're my friends. Their opinion can be biased.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That's what I like to do when I do take a poem to my wife or my family. I'm like, hey, can you read this? What do you think? Tell me what you really think.
Yes.
I was not your husband. If I was not your son, I was just some random author.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you actually think.
Yes.
Because obviously I wouldn't want somebody to tell me or have a biased feedback and be like, oh, it's really good when really it sucks. I want them to be truthful with you. Then that if they're not truthful with you further down the road, you're going to realize that, oh, you weren't really, you're going to realize all that, that you weren't very good. What they, all they were saying was a bunch of lies, and you just, it just eats away at you, and you just, oh, I'm not any good anymore. I'm not very good.
Yes. Now, especially if you're pursuing a creative endeavor, you need somebody to tell you that when your work isn't up to par, when it could be better, instead of just sugarcoating everything for you.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how it needs to be.
Yes. With that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast episode. Can you shout out to your social media channels or your website and just tell the audience where they can find your poetry or even your book if you release it soon?
I hope so. You can find me at the Poetry Corner. That's thepoetrycorner on Instagram. And then you can also find me on Facebook underneath the same name, The Poetry Corner. And I have poems there that you can take a look at and read, and the audience can as well. And I hope you really enjoy what I am writing.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful talking to you. And if you listeners like this podcast and you want more podcasts, episodes like this, please share it with a friend or family member. Bye.